Hi guys, so we're here today with Rebecca to talk about sharing faith during quarantine. I'm Phoebe. I hope you guys know me. If not, please send me a message. I'm the Prayer and International Coordinator at CU, and would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, I'm Rebecca. I was a student at Winchester last year, and I studied at Winchester for 4 years. And was part of the CU, so probably quite a few of you might know me. I've been around, but now this year I'm a teacher, which is fun.
How is teaching going during lockdown? Like, it must be such a shift.
Yeah, it's so different actually. Our school's not got many children in, so I've been in once I think in the last 6 weeks, but I'm setting work from here and marking it. Actually, yesterday it was quite fun. I have it over there. We're doing a topic on light at the moment. This is really not relevant, but people might like to know. And I did a Lion King shadow puppet performance with plugged in with shadow puppets I made. So I don't think I would have done that if I wasn't in lockdown, because it's it took a while. But that was fun.
That's adorable.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Yeah, we've got Rebecca with us, and yeah, so we were going to talk about sharing your faith in quarantine. So my first question, how have you been sharing your faith in quarantine?
Good question. So firstly, I guess why have I been sharing my faith in quarantine? Sharing faith is such a good thing to do, firstly. Why? Because Jesus tells us to. Jesus commissions us to. He says, go tell everybody, go tell all the nations. And secondly, it is the best news that we've got. And in a time of pandemic, in a time of hopelessness for lots and lots of people, it's a time where we can give hope. And I think my attitude of sharing my faith has stayed the same outside of quarantine as it has inside quarantine. The way that I see myself sharing my faith, even outside of quarantine, is lots of people use the big word evangelism or whatever, but one word that I picked up from a conference I recently went to was being witnesses. So instead of being like evangelism, like, oh, let's go and tell people, it's literally the faith that I've got, the best news that I've got. How can I witness that through my life? And one of the talks at this conference I went to was saying, how can we be a witness through our actions and also our words? So it's like, so it's not just doing the things, it's also testifying, like, oh, God is so good. I need to sort of testify it because of that. And I think one the people which I have testified to in lockdown, it's been a bit difficult because in my house it's only me and my brother, and we're both Christians. So it is using things like social media and being able to contact other people to be the witness. So I found school quite difficult this year. It's quite a challenging work environment, I found. But one thing that God's really laid on my heart this year is this colleague of mine. And right from the beginning, I thought to myself, man, I need to pray for her. And for me, that was like, okay, maybe I don't want to be in this school environment at the moment. I'm finding it quite stressful, but I know God's got me here for a reason. He's got me here to pray for this person and some other reasons too. Yeah. So cool. And like, God is so working in her life, and I think it's a testimony to us all, like, just the people who we've been praying for such a long time. I've been praying for her for quite a while. God sometimes works in the long run, like, he works in those prayers later down the line, and it is encouraging.
We sat here praying for people that are on our minds and in our hearts. Like, we've got people in CU that they have got Christians at home, they're not from Christian families, they've got Christian friends, non-Christian friends, who we're all kind of in the same boat here, whether we're Christian or not. And so yeah, that's amazing that all started from just a prayer, like God is working even when we don't even realize.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, I think that's, I think when we realize that the it's God's call whether his spirit touches them, if their hearts are opening, it really takes the pressure of us to get people to become Christians, if you like. Like, it's completely God, it's not us, God uses us, but it is a partnership with God in prayer for people.
So true. So you mentioned about sort of using social media as a way to share your faith. Like, have you got any sort of ways you've been using social media to that advantage, or like any ways that you'd like to use social media in that way?
Let me just try and think. Social media, I just generally, like, with social media and conversations with like video calls and stuff, my attitude of sort of sharing my faith has dramatically shifted. I think it was you shared this experience with me, Phoebe, actually, when I was in Ukraine. This is actually the year before you went, but when I was in Ukraine, you probably had the same experience. With internationals, some cultures have cultures where everybody is a Christian, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but because it's their culture. And actually the English culture can be a little bit like that too. They're like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but it doesn't really mean much to them. It's more of a traditional thing. So where was I going with that? Oh yeah, so I really changed my mindset of when I knew that about the Ukrainian people. I was like, wow, I don't know who to like want to, then I don't know who like I want to become Christians, because I don't know if they're a Christian or not a Christian. So my mindset really changed in that moment to think, okay, I'm going to talk to every single person here as if I talked to a Christian. I'm going to share with somebody, oh, you know what, today I read this Bible verse and it really encouraged me, whether they're a Christian or not a Christian. Or I prayed this today and God answered my prayer. It was so cool. And because I didn't know who was a Christian in that situation, like, I wanted to encourage people with God's message. So when I came back to England, I think that really changed my mindset too. So like when I talk to people on video call or on social media, I just say, hey, like, I've read this in the Bible today, it's really cool, it's really encouraged me, or God's answered this prayer today, man, God is so good. So I think my mindset of talking to Christians and non-Christians, I quite easily do that now, because I don't know what point people are in faith. And that's the same with sort of social media, I think too. I just sort of want to share my thoughts, my God's answer to prayer, God's message from the Bible, or things that I've read, or things that have encouraged me, whether they're Christians or not, because I think it will encourage everybody. Don't know if you've had that experience, but
That's amazingly bold that you do that, like, that's something to think about, like talking to people, sharing the gospel in the same way whether they're Christian or not, because it's just as important, even some may argue more important if they're not a Christian, to then hear the gospel in that way.
So true. It is a prayer, I think, for all of us. I sometimes get scared, but it is a prayer of boldness, definitely. And that's one thing, before Jesus sent them out in Matthew 18, I think, on the Great Commission, Jesus's prayer is a prayer of boldness. It's not a prayer, this was something from the conference I went to too. They really pushed it. They were like, Jesus didn't pray for them to have amazing biblical knowledge or amazing words of wisdom. He didn't actually pray that. His prayer was prayer of boldness, and that's what we should be praying too.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be eloquent words that are been a splurge, but as long as God's in that splurge of words.
God uses our splurges. quote of the Zoom call. Yay.
What a lol.
You say awesome lol.
So you're talking about Ukraine, obviously it's something, if any of you guys don't know, both me and Rebecca have been out to Ukraine and gone out there to teach English with the kind of doing it through the Bible and so that they sort of learn about Christianity while they're also trying to improve their English. And yeah, so me and Rebecca have still got ties out there, and Rebecca was talking to me about how she's been on an IFES call. So if you'd like to kind of share what IFES does and how you were able to connect with other people that are in different countries.
So IFES, if people don't know what IFES is stands for the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. And RCU in Winchester, this just blows my mind when I think about this, so I hope you guys are encouraged by this. Winchester CU is part of UCCF, Oncology is Christian Fellowship. Boom, got there. So Winchester CU is part of UCCF, which is the Great British Christian Union movement. So we're part of thousands of people in England who are passionate about wanting to share faith and living out their faith. And UCCF is part of a global CU movement, if you like, of people wanting to share their faith and live out their faith across the world. And I can't remember, I wish I knew. There's like hundreds of IFES movements, one of which is Ukraine. But yeah, IFES Europe, so there's different sections of IFES because it's so big, had a video call this week, and people from across Europe involved in Christian unions or passionate about praying for Christian unions got together to pray for the students in this sort of time, praying for them to be bold witnesses for Jesus. And I was just telling Phoebe it was so encouraging. It was hands down my favorite part of lockdown so far. There was like 300 people from across Europe, and we heard a little talk encouraging us, and then we prayed again. Prayer is just so powerful in this time, praying for people to know hope, and that we will be able to articulate our hope to people. And it was just, if you've used Zoom before, you can like break into these separate groups. And I was praying with somebody from, I think there were six of us, it's like me, someone from Croatia, someone from Italy, someone from France, someone from Norway, someone from Spain. It was just amazing, like what unity we have in the gospel, to be able to pray for the world in this pandemic.
I think certainly during this time where we are so isolated, it can be so amazing that like the thought of evangelizing to people while we're here can be so daunting, but knowing that there's so many other people around the world doing exactly the same thing in exactly the same boat can be so encouraging.
That is so true. Amen, sister.
Amazing. Amen, absolutely. And you mentioned there was a particular Bible verse that was spoken in that call. That just
There's a guy called, I don't know if any of you have heard him, of him. It's called John Lennox. He's actually written a book called something like Where Is God in the Coronavirus World or something like that. He's amazing. He's just a fountain of wisdom. So look him up if you're interested in that sort of topic. But he shared a Bible verse which has just stuck with me the whole week, and it's from 1 Peter 3:15, and it says, but have reverence for Christ in your hearts and honor him as Lord. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you, but do it with gentleness and respect.
Amazing. I think that's such a verse that we can just go away and reflect on and sort of pray about that. We've got to talk to God about that verse. Like, that's his words. Like, chat to him about it and be like, Lord, how would you want me to exercise this? Like, where do you want me to, what do you want me to do? Like, that's so amazing.
Yeah. And that would be such a cool prayer this week, I think. If we all prayed that, like, what does it say? It says, be ready at all times to answer anyone to explain the hope you have in him. Like, what if everyone just did that, and how many people explains the hope that they've had to someone who doesn't know that hope? How many more people would, even if they don't quite know it in their heart yet, they would know it in their head, why we can have hope. It would be amazing.
That would be amazing. And on that note, I think end on a high. Like
end on a high. End on an encouragement. Yeah, definitely. Everything about Jesus ends on a high.
Absolutely.
We want to see Jesus lifted high.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Rebecca, thank you so much for being here and chatting to me about how we can share faith while we're in lockdown. Guys, don't be afraid, be encouraged by this. Go out and chat to people about Jesus in your everyday life. It doesn't have to be a huge gesture, it can be the smallest thing or a little prayer. It all is God's work. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you.